listen and create the space for the young person's story. Listening is a critical skill for practitioners working with young people, and while sometimes misrepresented as a passive activity, it demands full attention and a capacity for the practitioner to listen well. Practitioners have to stay attuned to the young person through listening and participating in the conversation, and at the same time be sensitive to their needs and keep the space open for further communication. For example, sitting with a client in silence may be of great assistance and leave room for conversation, but they can be awkward and uncomfortable. Striking the right balance is an important aspect of listening well. Substance use can be one way for young people to tolerate difficult and painful feelings associated with grief. This is especially relevant in response to an unexpected loss. Practitioners should be alert to the possibility of grief talk in all their interactions with young people and families. By creating a space for young people and families to share their experiences and be listened to, practitioners position themselves to better understand and explore the impact of significant loss in the lives of their clients. Young people need to feel able to talk about grief. Events like the recent death of a friend or loved one might already be known, but this positions practitioners to receive disclosures about previously unknown losses that are troubling young people. Grief might be a response to a historical event with a meaning that is less immediately obvious. It is crucial to create the conditions in which young people feel comfortable to share their story. Formal settings where client and practitioner are meeting for the purpose of counselling can deliver this result, but some young people find it hard to discuss difficult issues at predetermined appointment times. Youth AOD services have the advantage of multiple service modalities, such as outreach, residential services, and day programs, that don't solely rely on appointment-based counselling. Young people can find it easier to talk while walking or when engaged in some form of activity. This might involve a practitioner having a discussion with a young person who is drawing or being opportunistic in a day program or residential unit, talking with a young person while preparing a meal, and listening for grief talk. Many practitioners report receiving disclosures from clients while sitting alongside them in a car and driving. The choice of activity will depend on a young person's preference, and the practitioner should always be prepared to respond, but will need to decide on the appropriateness of the setting for therapeutic conversation.